So, Nicki Minaj has a new boyfriend, or better yet, kind of old boyfriend that's now again her boyfriend. She dated him when she was 16 years old. She's 36 now, so 20 years later, they're back together. His name is Kenneth Petty, and the most interesting part about this is he's a registered sex offender, right? Convicted of attempted rape when he was 16 on another 16-year-old girl. This was in 1995. So I guess it's safe to say that he's older than Nicki a little. But yeah, so the story is that he was dating the victim and the mom disapproved of their relationship, so she called the police and told them that he was raping her. So yeah, filed charges. He was convicted, and Nicki understands context and believes that he is a good person. The thing is, I'd like to hear from the victim in this, right? I want to hear from her story if she wants to, be made public, if she's still alive or whatever the case may be. Because if it is true that the mom kind of pushed this and there was no actual rape, then I could kind of see, I'd have a totally different view of this guy. But if, he did force himself on this girl at the time when he was 16 and she was 16, then, that would obviously alter my view quite significantly, right? But this isn't Nicki's first rodeo dealing with sex offenders, right? Sure, her brother, didn't he get convicted and sentenced to prison for, molesting a child, and she supported him, which I could understand her wanting to support her brother. I mean, that's her family. But like I said, it's not her first instance. My thing is like, oh man, my thing is she doesn't want to be known as a person that supports sex offenders, especially in her position, right? It's always complicated with rekindling old relationships, because you were a different person back then, but your feelings were so strong for that person. Maybe doing this gives her a sense of nostalgia and brings her mentally back to a place when things weren't so complicated, right before she got famous and experiencing, well, getting new experiences with this person that she used to date, where she had such great experiences at the time, when she wasn't famous. That kind of brings her back down to earth, right? And everyone, honestly, as it comes to Kenneth Petty, I think everyone deserves a second chance, especially if you already paid for your crime. And it's all about context in this situation. If it is true that he never actually raped her and the mom had something against him, then, people's idea would change. But I think it's cool that she's not dating anyone famous on a positive note, right? Because there are so many like celebrities that date celebrities, right? Like she just got done with Meek Mill. Before that, she was with Safari, and she's been flirting with Drake on and off. Everybody's was wondering if that was ever going to happen. But yeah, no, I think it's pretty cool. I think more famous females should date guys like me. Not that I'm a sex offender, not like that, but like regular guys like me. He must feel like the biggest winner in the world, man, because it's like he was probably always telling people, yeah, I knew Nicki Minaj. When she was young, we used to date, but no one believed him. But now it's like, I guess he did. All right. It's like winning the lottery, kind of. He just went out on a vacation with her, like to some island or whatever. You imagine, like, going to prison and everything. Now you're going on a vacation to an island, everything paid for with with the biggest female rap star in history. But the downside for Nicki is that she has a lot more to lose than he does. So she should definitely be careful and be guarded in that situation, which I'm sure she is. She's not a dumb person. But yeah, I think that's part of the reason why a lot of famous females, famous females usually don't date below their income significantly, especially like they want people in their same, bracket or in their same, job field, because they have a lot more to lose. If he posts something, if say they break up and then he posts something, he's mad about it. He starts posting sex pictures and whatever. Now she just took a loss. She's losing endorsements and everything else. Or maybe it could work out for her, like Kim Kardashian thing. But yeah, let me know what you all think. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.